somebody else. Amen. Can I pass with somebody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. And I give you praise, Lord. God, I bless what you're doing on the earth today, Lord. May thy will be done and thy kingdom come, Lord. We come to submit to your authority, Lord God. For there is none like you, Lord. I come decrease that your Holy Spirit would increase, oh God. Father, we ask that you would speak down to me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that I may speak forth your oracles. I bind every spirit of interception that come to intercept what you want to do on the earth today in the name of Jesus. I bind every channel that come to tune in that's not like God in the name of Jesus. I bind every frequency that's not like God, every transmitter that's not like God. I bind your powers. I cast you out. I send you back to the pit of darkness from which you come in the name of Jesus. And I loose forth the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I loose the power of the Holy Ghost to cover this service in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will tune up every listening ear, that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today, Lord. Move by your Spirit all across this sanctuary, Lord. Move across this place, Lord. Move across this community, oh God. Do what you got to do, God. Say what you got to say, Father. We receive you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. Come on and put your sanctified hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My topic to you today is, what's your sign? What's your sign? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to get your Bibles. Hallelujah. And I want you to go to Revelation chapter 13. And I want you to remain standing while the word of the Lord is going forward. Revelation 13, which is, we all know, it's our last book in the Bible. Hallelujah. Go straight to the end. That's what Revelation means, the end. Glory to God. Revelation chapter 13. When you have it, say amen. If you need another second, say hold on. After that, I'm going. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I believe I just want to read the chapter in its entirety. It reads as follows, starting with verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of Blasphemy. Hallelujah. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Verse 5 say, and there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwelt in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, my God, and to overcome them. And the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwelt upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Verse 10 say, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killed with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwelled on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwelled on the earth that they shall make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast shall both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast shall be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark for the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now. Oh, I'm sorry. That's it. Amen. Verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his holy word. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your sign? Hallelujah. Let me start out by asking you what month you were born in.
September.
Okay. Now we can determine your zodiac sign. Are you a Cancer or a Taurus? Could it be Capricorn, Leo, Virgo? Well, let me tell you a real reason for asking you those questions. It was to get you to realize that we all have a sign, a mark, or shall I say we all are branded. Now forget about the zodiac signs. We are not to live our life according to zodiac signs. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to see where your mind was when I asked, what's your sign? Amen? Hallelujah. Now let me ask you again, what's your sign?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. What's your sign?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Is it the seal of the Holy Spirit or the mark of the beast? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't hear too many people.
Amen.
Is it the seal of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Or the mark of the beast?
Seal of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Either you are marked with the Spirit of God or you are marked with the beast. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's either or. Ain't no in between. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You found me in the book of Revelations, the 13th chapter. John the Baptist was carried away to the island of Patmos, and the Lord took him into a vision and began to reveal some things to him concerning what was to come. In other words, the end of time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, church, we got to live rapture ready. We can't keep living like tomorrow is going to come. Amen. For tomorrow may never come. Amen?
Amen.
We got to live rapture ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to just stay in that book with me. Revelations 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you can tell from what we read already in Verse 16, the mark of the beast do not discriminate according to gender, age, ethnicity, economical, or social status. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 16 say, and he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, this thing don't discriminate. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It say all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. Amen?
Amen.
To receive a mark in their hand or in their forehead.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Church, I want you to understand that this thing is getting serious. More serious than you probably ever imagined. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Speaking of blessings is fine, but I want you to understand today that you are blessed when you are marked with the seal of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's coming a day when no man, great or small, will be able to buy or sell unless he received the mark of the beast. According to verse 17 in Revelations. And that no man, verse 17 say, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't care how rich you are, how great you are, what your economical or social status is, you're not going to be able to buy anything or sell anything unless you have the mark. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, let me inform you that according to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scripture, the spirit of the Antichrist is in the world today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The spirit of Antichrist is not waiting for the last minute to spread his flavor. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know how sometimes we get complacent and we at the last minute we want to decide whether or not we're going to do something for Christ? Not the Antichrist. His spirit is already has long spreading his flavor in the world today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't believe me, hallelujah, you need to read your Bible. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18 say, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Antichrist, for those of you who don't know, anti being against. Against Christ. There's so many spirits that's against Christ today. That's operating in the world. I don't even have to stand here and go through it for you. Amen?
Amen.
You can see it for yourself. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2 and 22 say, who is a liar but he that denied Jesus is the Christ? He is an antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. Amen?
Amen. Amen?
Hallelujah. 1 John 4 and 3 say, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Amen.
And that this is the spirit of the antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come. And even now already it's in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Didn't I tell you the Bible say that it's already in the world? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 7 say, many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know the spirit of antichrist because, see, it's simple as this. The Bible says they won't confess that Jesus came in the flesh as a man. He's a deceiver. The spirit of the antichrist. You got many false religions around here. But can you get them to confess that Jesus came in the flesh? They'll say, oh yeah, Jesus. But get them to confess that Jesus came in the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're Hallelujah. Talking about what is your sign? Ain't nobody mad in here today but the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to give you some ideas to inform you of what is going on all around the world, even as we are sitting here in this service today.
Amen.
According to information that I obtained from a report off the internet, plans are underway to microchip every newborn in the U.S. and Europe. Amen?
Amen.
Now I want you to understand this is an old report because this is already done. Amen? That's the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. They're testing it, testing the waters. Amen? Hallelujah. The mark of the beast means total surveillance of livestock too. Amen? Hallelujah. They're not only human, they're putting them in animals as well. Little chips, microchips. Hallelujah. GPS devices. GPS device find bank robbery suspect. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, the devil is crazy. He'll cause you to go and rob a bank. And at the same time, they got GPS things in there, in the money, to find out where you are. A man robbed a bank in which within 45 minutes he went to purchase something. They knew where he was, picked him up. Whoop, there it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
3 hours reading, writing, and arithmetic. Hallelujah. Radio frequency identification chips. And what's that story about? Meaning even in the schools, they're testing it out. Certain schools put in chips in the children. But they are counteracting it by saying, guess what we're doing? We just want to know where our children are. We want to know if they did their homework. We want to know what time the bus dropped them off to school and the bus dropped them off home. Amen?
Amen.
The spirit of the Antichrist. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. In one school in the United States, this is what they're doing at a charter school. That's why the Bible says, for those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Euro notes may be radio targeted in Europe. They're putting it in their money. Little chips, fiber optic chips, little strings that you can't even see. That's in the money to track your spending, where you are, and what you may be up to. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What sign are you? Glory to God. Library adopt spy chips. Even in the library. Spying on you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your car tires have RFID chips in them already. Did you know that? Radio frequency identification chips are already in your car tires. Can't go too far without Big Brother knowing where you are. Amen? Hallelujah. Sound like the mark to me. Glory to God. Federal Drug Administration approved use of the mark of the beast for medical patients. Now, this article was simply talking about some patients, they want to mark what kind of medicine they take and how it's doing and this, that, and the other. But why you got to put a chip in the people? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mexico Attorney General requires the mark of the beast in 160 people. In order for them to get into the embassy, they put a chip in them. So they say because they don't have to worry about security and different measures, that when the people come, they just can rub it. They automatically able to go through certain parts of government buildings. And then they said, amen, 160, and now they're going to add some more. Thousands of more are now planned. Ex-New Jersey surgeon offered himself for experiment. Surgeon. Hallelujah. The article showed his hand. And you can see the microchip in it. A little thing looked like a piece of thread. Hallelujah. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 11 of the 12 disciples were killed one way or the other, beheaded or stoned to death. Isn't it interesting how God spared the life of one disciple, John the Baptist? 11 of them were killed, turned upside down. One of them was put in a pot of boiling oil. All of them were killed except John the Baptist. He was taken away to a remote island where the Lord gave him the vision of the revelation of what was to come. so that you and I would not be deceived in the last days, the last and evil days. And still yet many will be deceived because they have a love of themselves. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You see, all those disciples, they were beheaded and killed and stoned to death. But God chose to save John. Amen. To take him off to a remote island. That's what they did to him. That was his punishment. To go off to the island of Patmos to say, well, old man, die, wait. But you see, just when the devil, hallelujah, think it's over, yes. God will turn it around. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. I said God will turn it around. Yes. Glory to God. You, they thought that old John was going to die. But God said, come here, John. Let me take you higher. Let me show you some things that are to come. Let me let you write this book for my people to warn them. Amen? Hallelujah. Who is God talking to today? Amen. Hallelujah. See, just when you thought it was over for you, amen, God will take you somewhere and show you some things. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. What's your sign? Amen. What's your sign? Amen. Hallelujah. Even though God did all of that, saved John, and gave him this revelation, some are still going to be deceived. Because they have a love for themselves. And I'm not up here to speak no mumbo jumbo. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe it's 2 Timothy 4 and 3. If it's not 2 Timothy, it's 1 Timothy 4 and 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Amen? Hallelujah. See, sometimes you don't want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You want people to pacify you and tell you something that sounds good. Amen. You need teachers to yourself because you got itchy ears. You want to hear you blessed. You want to hear where this man coming from, where this lady coming from, how you could get this and how you could get that. False prophet come to town and you right there. But the word of the Lord is being spoken to you every Sunday in your local church. Amen. And you ain't hearing what the Spirit of the Lord have to say to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you got itchy ears. You just itching for a word. You want a word? Get in the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. You got a word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And since they seek false teachers, many will fall prey to the mark of the beast, the spirit of the Antichrist, because of the many false signs and wonders that will be performed. Amen? Amen. Again, you were forewarned, so don't be deceived. Amen? Amen. Now, sometimes you want to run here and run there. Pastor so-and-so coming, apostle so-and-so. Oh, this evangelist coming. Child, I heard she was great, honey. That woman, powerful. They work in false signs and wonders. And that's what you're fascinated by. But you better get fascinated by the word of God. Amen. Because see, look, the Bible say they shall heed to themselves false teachers because they got itchy ears. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying all God's people. Remember, we're talking about God and the devil. Amen. But the Bible said they will have false teachers. And some of these false teachers are going to cause you to take the mark of the beast. Amen. Because you don't know what God's word say. The Bible said we err because we don't know the scripture. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Please understand that Satan is a duplicator and not an originator. Amen. 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 He's a duplicator, amen, not an originator. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. If you stay in Revelation 13 and 14, I want to let you know that the Bible says, and deceive them that dwell on earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, sometimes when you don't know, not sometimes, when you don't know God, any love, false manifestation It's going to excite you. Amen. Any little false word, any little false prophecy, false miracles. But the Bible says he's going to give the spirit of the Antichrist this power.
That's right.
To do certain things.
Wow.
Because he is a duplicator.
Yes, he is.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory.
We got a philosophy in the world that say if you don't stand for something, you want to fall for anything.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God. But if you got the spirit of the living Lord in you, I don't care what miracle come forward, you'll know that it's not of God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to understand today, church.
Yes.
This thing is real.
Oh, yes.
It's coming down to the nitty-gritty, church.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember when God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go?
Yes.
Remember Pharaoh called for his musicians. Musicians. Amen?
Amen.
And they worked magic.
Mm-hmm.
But God worked miracles.
Yes.
See, magic is false miracles.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, I said Satan is a duplicator and not an originator.
Yes.
But when you're not wrapped up and tangled up in Jesus, any false thing will excite you. Any false thing will get your attention. Glory to God. See, you being deceived when the Holy Ghost talking, you can't even hear. But when the devil talking, ooh, that sounds about right to me, child. Oh, that man, honey, he got a word, child. I'm getting off half a day. Because I want to be ready, honey. I'm going home and I'm clocking out and, honey, I got to drive up there. I'm going to beat traffic. But if the Lord called you here to your local church and say, come on, we all going to go in prayer. See how many clock out early then. Glory to God. Well, Pastor, I would love to be there, but I don't have no time. My boss going to be on my back. Glory to God. When you going into prayer and God can keep the boss off your back. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's time to wake up, church.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. In other words, he will counterfeit everything that God has created. Amen. For instance, Revelation chapter 13 and 14 say, it gives a clear illustration of the false wonders and miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you got to understand, God said that signs and wonders shall follow them that love him. And since signs and wonders follow true men and women of God. Now Satan got some demonic people out there that false signs and wonders follow them. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 13 say, he that does great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. See, don't be deceived because he's going to call down fire in your sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what's coming to my mind right now? Remember the prophet Elijah in the Old Testament when he called down fire from heaven? So he's really trying to counterfeit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's some of you don't even know, not even sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, child, I heard a prophet before call down fire. So this must be a man of God. No, it wrong. Verse 14 say, and deceive them that dwelt on the earth by means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwelt on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Amen?
Amen.
See, this beast, he was wounded and he should have died, but he got up and lived. Amen?
Amen.
And people may be saying, oh, but that's Jesus. Because guess what? Jesus was crucified on the cross, gave up the ghost, was buried, and on the third day was resurrected. Glory to God. So, like I said, Satan is a duplicator, but not the originator. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because this thing would die and come back to life instantly.
Amen.
Read the book, church. Don't just hold it in and have it on your dashboard as you drive. Get it in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Don't just open it on your coffee table. Read the word. Amen?
Amen.
Don't just keep it at your desk at work to scare off your co-workers. Read it. Lay it down in your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Ain't nobody mad in here but the devil. Because he's been exposed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder how many other tactics out there that are being tried that we don't even know about. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get all mixed up because people, oh child, I'm a get the mark of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Being a tyrant can't do nothing for me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I remember, I thank God, he's always given me the spirit of wisdom when I didn't even know it. When I was in high school, it was very popular for people to talk about zodiacs. What's your sign? And guys would even come up to you and try to pull a little mat. Girl, what's your sign? You must be a this. You must be a that. But that stuff had never stuck with me. Even though I didn't know better, the spirit of wisdom was always there.
Amen.
They would say, what's your sign? And I used to say, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I didn't even know what I was talking about.
Amen.
But I thank the Lord that God was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I never got caught up in that birthmark thing. Hallelujah. I always got caught up in what God said. You see, God anointed my mouth to speak forth his word before he placed me in my mother's womb.
Amen.
So even though I was speaking it, I still didn't even know what I was speaking.
Amen.
You know how sometimes people say, honey, she act funny. That's how those Virgos are. I never got caught up in that. How Capricorn act. How Libra act. Some people can tell you this, that, and the other. Libra's like this. Glory to God. Some of you in here do that, amen? Got your little astrology thing going on the side. Sagittarius like this. Honey, Sagittarius make good with Aries. Glory to God. I never got into that. Thank the Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If that's what you was going by, God came to correct you today.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your sign should be the seal of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Satan know his own. And God know his own. Amen. And listen, there is nothing for you to fear if you belong to God.
Amen.
Just as those that worship Satan receive his mark, the children of the Most High God receive a mark as well. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1 and 13. And it says, whom ye also trust, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that you believe, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of the promise. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. After you heard the word and you believe, then you are sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
2 Timothy chapter 2 and 19. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, I didn't come for everybody today, but I know I'm on assignment for somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This may not be what you want to hear today, but this is what God is pushing down your throat, so you just will eat it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 19 say, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord know them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen? So if you nameth the name of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord say to you today, depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know why? God has to mark us with the promise of the seal because like you heard, hallelujah, the rich and the poor, the great and the small, hallelujah, going to have to take this seal if they want to buy and purchase anything. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some people are not going to be able to stand.
That's right. in the last and evil day. So they're going to take the seal because I got to eat. Because I got to pay my rent.
Amen.
I got to keep my car rolling. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord would say unto you today, don't take it. Remember I told you that the apostles of old were beheaded for the gospel. Turned upside down to boiling oil for the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But I say for God I live and for God I die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm armed with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
For God I live. And God, I die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get weak. Don't get loose-hearted. Don't faint. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let Jesus be your meat. Let Jesus be your bread. He said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink from this living water. You shall never go thirsty. He said, if you don't have money, come to me. Hallelujah. I will fill your cup. I will make it run over.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Church, we got to understand. And God told me to bring forth this message because we got a bunch of young people in this ministry. And they got to know the truth. We're living in the last and the evil days. And don't you be deceived. And don't you get sold out. See, the mark of the beast, it's for real.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. As you heard of those articles that's going on, it's in your tires. It's in the charter schools with children. Glory to God, tracking you down. It's in your currency. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. That a man sow it is, that he will reap. If you sow to corruption, that's what you're going to get. Corruption. Amen?
Amen.
If you sow into the Spirit, the Bible says you're going to receive life everlasting. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What sign are you today? What sign are you today? Hallelujah.
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 You know what? I won't be surprised that those tattoos that y'all so in love with don't have something in it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why you got to go get marked up when you should have the seal of the Holy Ghost on your life? Glory to God. See, you can't follow fashion with everything. You don't need no marks on you. You got the mark of the Holy Ghost. Isn't Jesus enough? He's more than enough, church.
Yes, yes.
He's more than enough.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God, church. We got to put the world behind us and the cross of Jesus before us.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. You don't have to be in style with the world.
Yes,
Jesus said, come from among them and be ye separated.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, what do light have to do with darkness?
Nothing.
Glory to God. Glory to God. The mark of the beast is already here.
Oh, yes, yes.
The spirit of the Antichrist is already here.
Yes.
If I was you, I would hold on to the horns of the altar, church.
Yes.
If I were you, I would come in and just jump on the altar, church.
Yes.
If I was you, every time communion is being given, I would take it, church.
Yes.
Get full of Jesus.
Yes.
Burst over with Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you'll be able to stand.
Hallelujah.
Don't get excited about miracles.
Hallelujah.
Don't get excited about false wonders.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, be glad that your name is written in the Lamb book of life.
Yes.
The 70 disciples came back to Jesus.
Yes,
after the 12, he chose 70 more. And they came back to Jesus and they were fascinated by the signs and wonders. They say, Jesus, we cast out demons in your name. Jesus simply told them, he didn't say, oh yeah, my friend, good job.
Good job.
Guess what he told them? He said, be glad that your name is written in the Lamb book of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because see, we all going to stand before our maker.
That's right.
And when he opened up the book and your name is not there.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Where are you going? What's your sign?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's your sign? What's your sign?
Glory.
Hallelujah. Put away the things of the world.
Glory.
Put away zodiacs.
Glory.
Come and get this sign.
Glory.
If you're not saved today, if I was you, I would come.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Don't worry about who's looking at you.
Because
they can't do nothing for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the time to come to Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. While the blood is still yet flowing in your veins.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why don't you come today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why, let me tell you this. Jesus loves you.
Oh, yes,
in spite of what you did or in spite of what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
He say to you today, come. Why don't you come? Come to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Receive my mark.
Hallelujah.
That you may receive life everlasting.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The world may beat you down. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. That where I am, that you may be also. Hallelujah. You got to understand, when we leave this place, we got a home that's not made by hands. Eternal in the heavens. If I was you, I would come if you're not saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to our listening audience. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. Hallelujah. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Hallelujah. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Why don't you receive the seal of the promise of the Holy Ghost today? Why don't you receive it? It's free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's coming today. Hallelujah. I believe the angels in heaven are going to ask you what's your sign.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Before you come through the pearly gates.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like the scripture say, Jesus know his own.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, you won't be able to deceive Jesus on that great getting up morning.
No.
Hallelujah. Because he know his own.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan is a duplicator. But Jesus is an originator. Hallelujah. Don't let Satan deceive you, saints. Don't let Satan deceive you, listening audience. He is a duplicator. Hallelujah. But Jesus is an originator. Hallelujah. There's room at the cross for you today. There's room at the cross for you.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you come and receive him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now is the hour to escape. Hallelujah. Escape hell today.
Jesus.
Because it's coming a day where it's going to be too late.
Jesus.
When you stand before the Master,
Jesus.
If you don't have the seal, it's too late.
Jesus.
Why don't you come?
Jesus.
Why don't you come?
Jesus.
I plead with you to come to Jesus. I beg of you to come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus loves you. For he cared for you. He died on the cross for you. He took many stripes for you. He lost his blood for you. He went to hell. And he took the keys of death and hell for you and me.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
You,
glory to God.
You,
glory to God. Come to,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wait for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
For tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. Now is the hour. While the Spirit of the Lord is moving on your heart. Come to Jesus.
Glory,
I can't receive Jesus for you.
Glory,
you have to receive him.
Glory,
the Bible says every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, this is a life-saving message.
Glory,
this is a life-saving message. Jesus. Give your life over to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, the devil will have you to commit suicide. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that the spirit of suicide lurking around you. Hallelujah. But I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of life. You shall not die, but you shall live. And you shall declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I was you, I won't waste another moment. I won't waste another second. I won't waste another day. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's able to save you. He's able to deliver you to the utmost. Hallelujah. There's not a friend like Jesus. Hallelujah. When you receive Jesus, you receive a friend for life. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you come today? Why don't you come? Why don't you come while the anointing is moving? Why don't you come while the anointing is moving? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God want to give you the promise of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you welcome the Lord in your heart? He said, I'll stand and knock at the door. And if any man will open the door, I will come in and sup with him. And he will sup with me. Hallelujah. Even as we prepare for the Lord's table, we're getting ready to sup with the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you come and sup at the Lord's table today? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Come and receive the promise. Come and receive. Come and sup with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got your cure. Hallelujah. If you have AIDS in your body, God got your cure. If you're suffering from HIV, God got your cure. If you have cancer in your body, God got your cure. Hallelujah. If you got kidney failure, God got your cure. Heart trouble. Come and sup with the Lord. Let him regulate your heart today. Let him fix your heart. If you have a broken and wounded heart today, come and sup with Jesus. Come and sup with Jesus today. Now is the hour. Now is the hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You need God's word. To every person that's listening today, God has assigned this message to you. Come and be my table of CP. Hallelujah. God has assigned this message to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where there be our neighbors that are listening. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Can I tell you that Jesus loves you? His arms are wide open, ready to receive you into his kingdom. Hallelujah. It's not too late. It's not too late. The only time it's too late is when the breath is gone out of your body. Hallelujah. The devil can't resuscitate you. The devil cannot resuscitate you. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You know the Holy Ghost talking at your heart. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan loose him. Jesus died. The fellowship with him. He created man to fellowship with him. God sent me to you today. Hallelujah. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come to Jesus? There is room. There is room at the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God designed this world for you, man. God designed you for my mama, shut up. Hallelujah.